who married Elijah Steins, joins us today. Good to have you here.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Well, we had probably one of your quicker meetings.
Was on the shorter end of things in last night's council meeting.
But we did have a lot of first of the year and the first of the new fiscal year,
yep,
I want to say.
Year.
And obviously, there's a variety of things that are coming up. We know we got some projects that are coming up. We did get a little bit of an update. Let's go, first of all, with the update we got from Waylon about Story Street. He got to pick color.
Yes.
Nobody else wanted to be involved here, apparently.
Well, I wanted to match the color of some of the inlaid crosswalks downtown, so that'll match our other brick pattern. And so we got that done.
So going forward with that, keeping pretty much on pace so far.
So far,
we knew it
yep.
was going to be inconvenient. Are you having some people saying, well, could you have done that?
Not a ton.
Really?
You know, a lot of education about the trees, why those particular trees were removed. They were the older trees, not the trees that were just planted, things of that nature. But everybody seemed to understand the traffic flow. It kind of has to be what it is for a while.
It is inconvenient.
Absolutely, especially when a train stops.
Yeah.
Yep.
And everybody's trying to, which way do I go and how far around do I have to go?
So, yes, yeah, absolutely. So I appreciate everybody's patience with that.
And we do know from Public Safety Committee meeting recently with the Fair Parade, they're visiting to see if they can't redo that route.
Yep. Try to move it up to 11th Street to avoid any of that construction.
So
we'll have conversations about that.
One of the challenges we have, but again, it is pretty substantial, and we do want it done before Puffer Billy.
That's right. Yep. There's plenty of lead time with the construction schedule as it is to be done before Puffer Billy days. Even worst case scenario, the southern portion where the parade and the events downtown would be done before Puffer Billy days.
So one of the things about some of the events that are happening, again, Night on the Green, unfortunately, going to be relocated this week.
Relocate that one. They have a lot of inflatables and a lot of large equipment for their Heroes Night. That'll be July 5th out at the Central Iowa Expo.
So, folks, you'll have to go out there. They do have a big area, sizable area that they can use. And it's one of those also where they can move, if we start to get a little rain or something like that, they can move some of the things inside.
They can, Rain in July, we don't usually expect a lot of it, but we're certainly getting it this week.
Yeah, well, we'll keep our fingers crossed there. The other one might be August. Right now, they're tentatively planning to be out again at Central Iowa Expo.
They haven't finalized plans for that one, so they'll make announcements when they know for sure.
We've got that all happening. Let's see. You want to do your independence message?
I wasn't prepared to read the whole thing.
No, you don't have to.
Oh, okay,
You can just get, you can highlight it for folks.
So, you know, did put out a press release.
Mayors do this on a regular basis.
So. We do put out regular press releases, and I put them on my Facebook page, and the city's puts it out through eNotify, so you can get that through your email. So just wishing everybody a happy and safe Independence Day, and you can read that and make sure that you are considerate of your neighbors if you're doing fireworks and things of that nature, and follow the ordinance that's July 3rd and 4th from noon to 11 p.m.
Yeah. So he's looking at that. And one of the things that Boone did do, you had at one time talked about not having fireworks at all, and then decided, no, we wanted to do it, but we wanted limited.
Right.
Again,
it's tough. You know, every city, when they changed those laws at the state level, every city had to make a decision pretty darn quickly what they were going to do.
So we have ours, and we do encourage people to follow that. The show itself, city is going to do a show.
Yeah, at dusk at the racetrack on July 4th. In the case of rain, we will move it to the 5th. So if we do have a rain delay, we'll make sure that everybody knows that as soon as possible.
Okay, so that's what we're looking at.
Yep.
It's coming up, and I know the out at the track, they are having their eve of destruction. Weather permitting for everything on all of this. Well, council meeting, again, was pretty quick last night. You really did have just a little bit of an update from Jennifer Hansen at the beginning of the new fiscal year. She kind of ran through some of the things. has a lot of membership and providing a lot of essential things for that membership.
That's right. Yeah. A lot of talking about the different businesses that have joined and all the great work that the Chamber is doing. And I always appreciate Jennifer coming and giving us an update about all that. And she had a thank you note for sponsoring a hole at the golf tournament that they had, which I think was a good success for
they
all.
They had a lot of people turned out
absolutely.
For that.
Absolutely.
Some of the different things they work on, we do know there's workforce, obviously.
Workforce development.
The ones I think are really cool are the ones, and she has some coming up, for the membership, opportunities for networking, that coffee. I think you did a presentation at one of those.
Yep, I was on a panel for a coffee and connection. That's the first Tuesday of every month. I think they take the summer off, and they have a slate lined up for the fall, and so I'll enjoy going to those as well and meeting some new folks.
Well, one of the first ones, they do have people coming from IMCA to talk about Super Nationals.
Yeah, it'll be great to know.
Huge impact.
Yep, it'll be great for people to know more about the intricacies if they're not a regular patron of there.
Yeah. And I saw, September maybe, a UP? Maybe get some, maybe Kelly coming from the Union Pacific to talk a little bit about some of the improvements that they're doing in the rail yard.
What their plans are for the future. Yep, they have some big plans.
They got some a lot of growth plans for our rail yard folks, which is...
They certainly do.
That creates more traffic congestion for them back and forth.
They've done a couple ladies' nights, too, for social activities through the Chamber.
So. Anyway, again, she kind of ran through that information. We're going to have her come in a little later this month and do a presentation. On the public comment time, you did have one individual come in to talk about his disappointment in the urban chicken ordinance being adopted, Jordan Hammer.
Yep, he came in and just talked about getting signatures on a petition and said he was disappointed in the council action that was taken.
And would like to bring it back. Thus, he's
like
going to try to petition and bring that back up. So
we'll see where that goes.
Last week, you got to do ribbon cutting, participate in ribbon cutting out at Villas at Fox Point, and got a chance to take a look at some of those pretty promising development, as fast as that seems to be filling up.
Yes, as soon as they can get them available, they are taken. There's a great need for housing at all price points in Boone, and we went and toured all of these different constructions, a couple of three bedrooms. There was one that was a four bedroom. Very, very well built, and so it's a great addition to our community.
That's a sizable for four bedroom, that's pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely.
They are, once again, the city has, you guys, your building department, both, not just building department, but Ed Higgins has come back to help you out.
Yep.
And I know Ron Keller's been out there helping where he can, the
all
code enforcement officer.
All the inspections need to be done.
It is, it's been a very busy year for that department.
I really appreciate all the great work that they're doing.
So that did have that ribbon cutting, and they're not done because there's a lot of brick over on that southeast corner.
Yeah, people might be a little bit confused that we're doing a ribbon cutting that was for the family units, and then they're still constructing the senior units because that funding came afterwards from the state.
So. And there's a lot of brick on those.
Yep, they're still
there'll
working.
There'll be another, that's another 30 units there, 30 cottages.
All senior housing.
So, directed to those 55 and over.
Mm-hmm.
And on if the people are wondering, on the other side, the villa part, the residential, it is income control. I mean, not income control, but there are income
limits.
Yeah, there are income guidelines for being eligible to be in there. Except for four of the 40 are market rate.
Mm-hmm.
So again, that
those income limits are rather high. I mean, compared to the median income of an individual in Boone, too.
So this is an opportunity, and again, set up through the state to do that.
So we also, when we're talking about that, we talked about pedestrian traffic.
Yeah,
and solution to make sure that folks have a safe way to get from villas down to parks, Hy-Vee, and things like that if they're pedestrians. So at 22nd and Tama, we're looking at a pedestrian crosswalk there.
There's and Public Works looking at doing the work on that to try to get it in fairly quickly. Obviously, the concern of most of the council is 22nd Street, the speed of the traffic, things like that.
Yeah, definitely. So we'll have to have a lot of notice for drivers, flashing lights, things of that nature, large signs to make sure that everybody knows that there's a pedestrian crosswalk coming up.
And there is a safety opportunity working with, again, Central Iowa Regional Transportation Planning Alliance.
Yep.
They've secured some dollars from for safe roads.
Yep, absolutely. And there's going to be a presentation from them. It's July 17th from 4 to 6 p.m.
So that'll be at City Hall Auditorium. People can come and see. But I know that your Public Works and Police Department threw this idea out for this crosswalk. And again, it's one of those where as you get people up there, they're looking for walkability.
Absolutely.
And part of it, or even biking and crossing the street on a bicycle. But a lot of your streets up there don't have sidewalks.
Especially on Lynn Street, but they identify Tama as a street that has more sidewalk access. So.
Well, that will be a project people will see. Public Works will get in there and try to get that done, and I know they're working on that, too. Let's see. I think Waylon also talked a little bit about you have a public meeting next week for residents over on the east side.
Stage 6 of the I&I.
Can you believe the 6?
1 year at a time.
One year at a time. Again, over on the east side, basically east of Benton, north of 1st, south of 10th. That particular area over on the east end of town is where they're going to be doing actually a lot of that. Well, I call it sump pump inspection. It's I&I.
Yep.
And with the rain we're getting, I never did bother to ask what it was like down at the water environment station. But I think they're getting a little extra water down there. But not the volumes we were getting earlier.
No, if we hadn't done this I&I program, they would have a large deluge of water.
Speaking of that, both the waterworks and also the water environment station, you will have later. You're out for bids now for roofing projects on both?
Yep.
Need to be done. They both haven't been there for a while, though.
Continuous upkeep and maintenance. Yep, absolutely.
Do people ask you about, are you concerned about the river level, the flooding at the waterworks?
Nobody has asked me about it specifically, but I've been in contact with Waylon, with Bill Scared, city administrator. Yeah. Making sure we look at those gauges, you know, to see where we're at in flood stage and things like that. And fortunately, as time went by, the crest lowered in this projection. So we were very, very safe.
So, and in 93, when people will say, well, a sandbag.
Yeah, right.
That was the old water plant.
Right. Things are higher now. Yeah. We were prepared with sandbags just in case, but it turned out we didn't need to be.
To get there. Some of the other things came up outside of that last night. We went through pretty quickly outside of...
Jamie Williams, the library director, mentioned that they'll have a retirement for a longtime employee, Kathy Cottrell.
Yeah, 40-some years.
Yeah, on July 19th from 4 to 6 p.m. at the library. There's going to have a party for her, a retirement party. So congratulations on a career of service.
Yeah. People want to visit with her and find out just what it was like working out of the old library and now out of the new one, too, which also has been there for a number of years.
Absolutely.
So, we got that. I know you did have on the community dedication, had a couple of people. You'll be looking to do some recognition. Again, the community, it is done by nomination.
Every year, we have a community dedication award for somebody who has... And it actually can be an organization, too, although I don't think any organization's been nominated in the past. Citizens nominate individuals or organizations for this award that's presented at the opening ceremonies of Pufferbilly Days. And this is my first one that I got to announce. Yeah, I got to announce it last night or discuss who was going to get it. We had two nominees, and they were very, very strong nominees. So one was Kelly Molitor. Kelly Molitor has spearheaded Farmers Market, also our Main Street Iowa application. Is currently going to have a presentation on that July 11th. The second nominee was City Administrator Scare, who is pending retirement as well. And so somebody nominated him to recognize his career of service to the city. So this is a very difficult decision. And so what we had to do is decide not to decide. And both were very, very strong nominees. And council was very happy to be able to give both of them the award.
I think we had that one other time where you get good nominees and you just, I don't want to pick one over the other.
You don't want to wait a year. And, you know, these were incredible nominees. And so I'm really excited to give them both an award and Pufferbilly Days.
So that'll be coming up and again, down the road. But speaking of the Main Street, we do know that they're also, I think Councilmember Terry Mormon mentioned, they're going to do kind of a, I think a kind of more of an awareness. Should we get this?
Right.
And again, I think the public or the presentation, when I say before they go to before the IDED board, that's coming up on the 11th. But they're talking about sometime in the next week or so. Again, having a kind of a meeting where, you know, if we're successful with this,
visioning,
what are we going to be looking at? Yep. What would you like to see up first and things like that?
Mm-hmm. So. Absolutely. I don't have the date on that
one. I think they're subject to change.
Okay, good.
It might be after, I don't know.
Yeah. TBD.
They were looking at, don't worry, the announcement will be out when they get ready to do it. And part of it is, I don't know, do they want to do it before? Do they want to do it after? But again, some people will think, well, you know, you put the plan out there. It's not a specific plan. It's just
a process.
Yep. And now we're going to need ideas on things we can do to move forward.
And if we get the designation, there will be a director of the Main Street program who will spearhead all of that and organize that work. And so that'll be part of their job is to triage and take forward those ideas.
Yep. Speaking of directors, we didn't mention it before, but we do know that the city does have has made a proposal or an offer to an individual. You had a really good interview process for a rec director position. And again, we're talking about rec programming, not necessarily if it's going to be a building or anything.
Independent of that. But, so on July 15th meeting, we will formally hire a rec director and have a little discussion about what his vision is for the city of Boone. Coming from Johnston,
I think one thing I got some of the take from those that were involved with the interviews were there's a lot we're missing out on with what we have.
Exactly. Yep. How can we tie in programming with the facilities that we have currently? Get people interested and active and engaged in different ways.
So again, that's one that'll be moving up, but that's been planned for. It's I think a couple of years actually.
We budgeted for a couple of years for that salary and department, so we are in good shape for that with existing funds.
So starting out our new fiscal year, new goals, things like that. One of them, obviously, the big one was Story Street.
Yep,
that's going to be done. And then you're already turning around and looking at, because dollars for that had already been saved. Dollars that you're getting coming in, you are saving up for your next project. And I mean, you do have several different.
We have a number.
Because people always say, why aren't you fixing more streets?
Right. Yeah. I mean, every street has its needs. And so we try to prioritize the heavily traveled streets, the most impacted streets. And so we have been looking strongly for the next couple of fiscal years at other streets, chief of which being First Street from Story East as far past the middle school.
Yeah.
And so we'll be budgeting for that as we go along. But other goals, the main goal, of course, is repaving Story Street. That'll be completed by very early in the fiscal year. Yeah. new Christmas lights downtown.
Yeah. You'd like to do a little bit of South Story as well.
Yep. In the future, South Story be another road construction project.
Not necessarily the concrete part going out, but the
curbs and things of that nature. Yeah.
There's just, and again, those are some of your high traffic areas.
Yep.
I know. If you had a lot of money just handed to you for it, you could do a lot more.
Yeah, yep. You try to do as much as you can with the resources that you have and just keep at it.
So one of the things the city does, I get your take on this too, but I know and City Administrator Bill Scare has been one of those that he's very cautious about proposing bonds for the council to address. And you try to avoid borrowing to do street projects if you can, unless you can get it paid for in a very short time
frame. Yeah.
So most of it is you have dollars that you're saving up for.
Yeah, that's right. Bonding for a road, unless it's for a very specific purpose and maybe creating a new road for a project or something like that, that wouldn't happen otherwise. We wouldn't want to do that because it's just a cycle that we would get trapped into. So we try to budget as well as we can with the existing funds and take a lot of money also out of local option sales tax, in addition to the road use tax that we have.
So we do, with what you've got, you try to stretch it as far as you can each year.
Yep.
I think that a lot of people just don't realize you got millions and millions of dollars worth of roads that you would love to be able to work on.
Absolutely. It's a high priority item for everyone.
You try to prioritize it.
Yep.
And each one has their own priorities in there too. Mm-hmm. All right. I got a couple of committee meetings that'll be coming up. But otherwise, we're looking for the 4th of July, having a safe 4th of July.
Yep.
People, be cautious.
Yep.
With your fireworks.
Be considerate and safe. Yeah. And have a good time.
Eli, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Jim.